Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
I got great Would You Rather.
Would you rather have a pet bird that swears or a pet monkey that smokes? Would you rather get punched in the face or tossed in a pond? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keith.
The choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Or you can get with this or you can get with that. Or you can get with this or you can get with that. I think you can get with this because this is where it's at. You can get with this or you can get with that. Or you can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. I think you can get with this
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We've touched on the Patriots today, just touched on the Red Sox, Jaron Duran maybe getting dealt, perhaps to Detroit. Who else could be available in Detroit? Oh, I don't know. Maybe Tarik Skubal.
Oh.
So if you missed any of that, Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We talked Bruins earlier. We're going to talk Celtics with Terp, Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. Plus, we have the hashtag Dork Minute coming your way about 15 minutes from now. But, Billy, what do we have today for some Would You Rathers?
First one, would you rather Alex Bregman or Alex Cora?
Ooh, you got to choose between the Alexes.
Pretty easy.
Bregman. Yeah, I think it's Bregman. I think you got to go player over manager almost every time. I mean, certainly when you have like a top 5 to 8 player on the team, like maybe not every player, right? Like there are certain guys that you'd be like, all right, you know, good manager, I'll take. But no, I'd rather have Alex Bregman if you had to choose between the two.
Me
Plus,
too.
He's also like a mini manager himself.
Well, there is that. And no, I want a player like this. I think as the World Series went along, we were talking about the Blue Jays. And I think Springer does the same thing for them, and he's been there longer. But getting a guy who's been there, done that, won, isn't afraid of the big moment. Like, even though I say Bregman was a shell of himself at the end of the year, and he still produced in the postseason, limited sample size, but he's one of the few guys who hit on the team in the playoffs. It was like him and Yoshida. So, no, I still think he's a big game player. He's a winner. I think they need some of that veteran experience. You can't just be all rookies and all Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Like, you need some of the guys who have been there and done that. I want him back here. I don't think he's going to get 6-180, but if that's what the market is, then I think the Red Sox should pay it. I would pay it. I did think we got an interesting hypothetical, though, on the text line.
All right. What do you got?
Now that he has opted out, and I guess, I forget, was this Rosenthal? Or, no, maybe it was Jason Stark over at The Athletic said maybe the Phillies could be in on Alex Bregman, which is scary if Dombrowski goes and gets
him.
It was Jason Stark.
I don't like that.
Text line says, imagine if the Giants bring Bregman to San Francisco and now Devers is out of a job again.
They're like, what about first base? Interested in first base? Like,
honestly, I think I'm rooting for that more than even him coming back here. the Giants.
Yeah, but didn't he just DH mostly with them anyway?
No, he played the field
a good amount. A lot of first.
I think he played more first than third. Yeah. But it would be funny if Bregman was there again. But he's not really playing third.
I think I'm rooting for that, though.
Yeah,
no, I think I'm actually rooting for that more than even him coming back here. But realistically, I want him back here, and I'd take him over Cora, who, you know, I'm firing once a month anyways.
I was going to say, yeah. I would take almost every starter over any manager, right? I mean, once you get into, like, bench pieces, you're like, all right, I'll take the manager. That really isn't even a Cora.
I agree with you on this. It's not anti-Cora.
Not
a shot at Cora. That's any manager versus an impact player, or at least a potentially impact
player.
Although,
you think Cora being here is a little bit more of a... I mean, money's going to be the most important thing for Bregman, but just... Cora should be a good... I mean, he knows AJ Hinch very well, too.
Maybe a tiebreaker?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
Maybe not, right? Hinch is in Detroit.
Right. So, right. If it's him or Detroit, then maybe not. But in general, you're getting the same contract here or somewhere like the Giants, somewhere like Dombrowski in Philly. It's the same contract.
Yeah.
Could Cora be a tiebreaker? Sure.
Okay.
But, like, all the Cora... Oh, it wasn't... Breslow didn't get Bregman. It was Cora. Well, let's make sure we hold it against Cora if they can't keep him. If that's who you think signed him and that's who you think got him here, if he can't keep him, let's be consistent. Yeah. I think Breslow deserves credit for landing him. I'll give ownership some. Cora's somewhere on the list as well, but let's try to be consistent on that one. What else, Billy?
Would you rather have Drake London or Emeka Ubuka?
So, a couple of stud wide receivers Patriots are going to face. So, you know what's crazy? Drake London is in his fourth year in the league. And he's 1 year older than Ubuka. He's a rookie with Tampa Bay.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Ubuka's 23. London came in young, and he's only 24.
I already had my answer, but now I definitely have my answer.
Drake London.
London.
I'm going with Drake London. He's already better. Ubuka now has been great. He's on pace for a 1,000-yard rookie season, maybe 10 touchdowns. Like, he's awesome. But Drake London might be the most underrated player in the league. That's something I've been sort of cooking up here the last couple weeks.
How about that?
Who's more underrated than Drake London? He never gets brought up when we do like top 10 receivers. And he is, though. He is a top 10 receiver.
Who's more underrated
than Drake London?
I don't know. I'm being
it's
put
a great
on the
question.
Spot. No one. He is.
I think you're right.
He's
correct.
The most underrated.
Correct.
There's no one more underrated.
Abuka's
Rico
awesome.
Dowdle.
Ooh, you like Rico.
Rico Dowdle's nice. Yeah. I benched him last week. Egg on my face.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Nah, it was dumb. They were saying they weren't going to give him the ball as much. It did, in fact, give him the ball quite a bit. I'll go Drake London, but both look like legitimate, number one receivers. I think Ubuka's going to have a good career.
And I'm curious to see how Ubuka comes out of the bye week because he was dinged up going in.
Yeah, all their receivers have been hurt in Tampa.
No, they have. But, like, let's see. When he's fully healthy like he was to start the year, he was incredible. I would go Drake London. Maybe that's a recency bias based on the 3 touchdowns this weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the age was that close. You're the or Nick back there, you're the Ubuka guy, so why are we wrong about Drake London?
No, I think I actually go Drake London.
Ubuka's
one of my guys, but I think I would still go Drake London.
Okay. That's because he's the most underrated player in the league, some are saying.
Fair enough. Yeah. Did you see the second text down? This is a good would you rather, Keith.
Second text down?
Yeah.
No. That's in reference to you and how you'd get Bregman back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holding your nose or not holding your nose.
Well,
it's a good question on the
text. It's up to you. Like jumping in a pool.
I'll take holding my nose. I said what I said. Yeah. What else you got there, Billy?
Would you rather clone your dog or clone yourself?
So Tom Brady cloned his dog. We talked about it at the end of the show yesterday, which is a wild move by him. I don't know how you can even really defend that. I think it's very, very strange behavior. I don't like that technology. I'm not one of these I'm afraid of technology guys, despite all the sci-fi movies I've seen. Like the AI stuff, I'm like, oh, okay, like, keep it at a distance. Cloning, though, freaks me out way more.
I've
seen a lot of movies involving clones as well.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, I get that in the mix.
Clones versus like AI, like a robot, the clone freaks me out way more.
Well, it freaks you out more, but which one's, I understand being freaked out by like the science behind it, but what's scarier, a robot?
Than a clone?
Yes.
So if a clone
There's
of you
another me? That's not that scary.
Oh, yes,
a robot?
It is.
A robot?
So what if the clone of you does a horrific crime,
and
then they find you and throw you in jail? That's not a big deal?
No, I'd say it's my clone.
Oh, yeah. Good defense. Yeah. Good defense, Jones.
What about
clone defense?
But
you moron. You'd be in the clink. You'd be at Shawshank in no time.
Okay, but you're worried about like...
The robot wouldn't look like
you're worried about like forgery crimes. Like what the...
Forgery crimes? No, what if he murdered somebody
what if the robot,
and then they're like, we got you red-handed?
What if the robot murders you? Then you're not in prison. You're dead.
What if the clone murders you and then takes on your life?
My own clone's not doing that to me.
He might.
I could probably overpower my own
clone. Stuff you in a locker. You'd be like a real tough clone. No, you'd be like just like you, I guess.
Yeah, but if you're not a murderous person, would you clone as well?
Oh, that's a great question, Billy. That's a great question.
It is a great question. I have an even better answer. These things always go haywire. If you watch the movies, the clone's never 100%.
No, by like the third guy in Multiplicity, he was already.
Because here's what happens.
Too many Keatons.
Yeah, he had really lost like a lot of brain cells.
Here's what happens.
Yeah.
Because most people, they would get a clone. They would love the technology.
Uh-huh.
But then they would force the clone. Say you had a job you didn't like.
Uh-huh.
You'd force your clone to go to the job and do the busy work. Or like mow the lawn. Or like do all this
stuff. So this is a bad thing?
Yes, because at
it's
that
a bad
point,
thing that the clone is now mowing the lawn. I don't have to do that. And I get to sit there and like set my fantasy lineup.
As he's mowing the lawn, he's figuring out how he's going to murder you and take over your life. So yes, Jones, mowing the lawn would be bad in that sense.
We don't know that.
Yes,
so
we
Brady
do.
Just cloned his dog and created Cujo.
Yeah.
So by the way,
because they talked about it on the morning show, and I agree with them. Just because you clone the dog doesn't mean the dog is going to be like brought up the same way. Like Nikovich had a great example. He's
he did and he didn't. Did you catch some of the details in that story? But the dogs are from the same litter, but then he said his dog is 5 and his mom's dog is 3, and I'm like, all right, so maybe they
same
had the same parents,
same
but
parents.
Not the same litter, not the same age, and
same puppy mill he went to.
Sure.
You would know this. Like if you have a dog, even if they're cloned. But you raise it in a house where you have several little kids versus you raise it in a house with no little kids. That was sort of his point. Like, the dog's going to be different.
100%. Oh, I agree with that.
So I'm saying, like, the clone thing. So Brady cloned his dog, but that dog, who knows how long it lived, died in 2000.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
23. Mm-hmm. So now he has a new version of that dog, but it's not going to have those same experiences. So dog's going to be weird. Just like these, I'm telling you, you clone a person, it's not going to be the same.
So you're worried
there's going to
be
something off.
I assume
the nature-nurture thing.
I assumed you'd be worried about cloning like dinosaurs. That's what I figured you'd be worried about.
Oh, Jurassic Park? No,
yes.
I'd go. I love dinosaurs.
I'm surprised you're worried about human clones. I thought you'd be worried
human
about like
clones.
Dino clones.
Because you can't tell. Well, dinosaur, I'd be like, that's a dinosaur. Robot, I'm like, that's a robot.
Yeah, there's nothing dangerous about
like,
clones.
Like, if your clone
dinosaur
walked in, and then you and him were standing in the room together, and you're like, that's my clone, and you both said it at the same time, I couldn't tell
you. Right,
the
what if my clone is here giving bad radio takes? That
could
be. That could be a bad name.
You could blame your clone.
Bad
clone.
In a race. Jones or his clone.
Oh.
Tie.
They
would tie every time.
Yeah, they would tie every time.
That's
every
one thing they would have. That's one thing I'd have right. But
I
to answer this question.
Yes.
What was
the question? I thought we were answering the question.
Would you rather clone your dog or yourself? Believe it or not, myself. Because I think it's so messed up to clone the dog. I wouldn't clone the dog. Poor Harold. He doesn't need that in his life.
Why is that messed up?
Cloning a dog?
Why is that messed up?
How is that
more messed up than a human? I mean, I guess in the either or scenario.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would befriend my clone.
Would Charles' clone have teeth?
The clone,
no.
Yes.
Well, if you clone him now, he wouldn't.
I don't know.
If he's a clone version of
I was
now?
Told this was a non-invasive blood draw, is what Brady said. I'm sure the dog didn't mind at all.
Yeah, every dog loves getting their blood taken.
I'm sure he just loved getting jabbed
dogs
by the needles.
Everybody knows that.
For sure. They didn't knock the dog out or anything to do it. Just a non-invasive blood draw on your dog, which dogs are very, very willing to do.
The cloning thing is terrifying.
But I just...
Clone Wars and Star Wars, ever seen that? They just clone all these guys. They're put in battle.
But so when
they draw
the blood, he wouldn't get his teeth back. It'd be like because his current blood now, it's like it's whatever
it knows.
The genome is like there's no teeth in here.
Or, but that's the thing. It's like, so when if you did clone your dog, and then however many years into his life, would it be the same? Like 10 years in, he's like, teeth fall out? Like,
no, that would happen. Okay. I think that's what would happen.
So it's like the same thing?
At 10 years, they rip his teeth out of his head. No, but I like the way the story is being treated now. Tom Brady claims his dog is a clone. Like, people are very skeptical.
I feel like
of this.
You either know or you don't.
Well, this company is the one that claimed they recreated direwolves, which we talked about at the time when this story was out there. Colossal is the name of the company.
I'm a big Game of Thrones guy, so I like direwolves.
Brady, of course, is invested in and like making money off of course.
Yeah, good get.
But several groups, including the International Union for Conservation of Nature, disputed the claim that they even recreated direwolves.
They did. Yeah, they're trying to throw everybody off the scent because they're like, oh, we're definitely not working towards cloning humans, so don't worry about it. We're just doing sheep and
wolves. But they claimed they created direwolves.
Yeah, but then they said they didn't.
No, another group.
Oh, another group said,
yeah,
they,
said
didn't.
They did. People are disputing the claim, which I think people are disputing if this is even a cloned dog.
But where does this come from? But also, it's Tom Brady, so it's believable.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like he's got his hand in some weird stuff.
Oh, if anybody would want to be cloned, I'd imagine it's him.
He might be.
Somebody called yesterday and said Drake May is a clone of Tom Brady.
Oh, that's a good line,
That's a good point. But, Patriots already have Brady's clone.
But when you see Brady on, like, doing the Fox games, I wouldn't rule out he's a clone.
He could be a clone.
Yeah, he very much looks like a clone.
Clone.
This is true.
Yeah.
So my answer is, I'm sorry, clone the dog.
I'm going myself.
I don't want to clone myself.
Okay.
Right. Billy?
Last one. On Thanksgiving, would you rather have football or food?
You got to choose.
Food.
Football.
Food. I got plenty of
football.
Football plenty of other times. How many days am I getting Thanksgiving food?
But
I know
in theory
I could get it. I could get it any day of the year.
But let me ask you this. Are you getting the Lions at high noon? You don't always get the Lions at high noon.
That's true.
To kick off your day.
Look, I like football very much on my Thanksgiving. I don't need the third game necessarily, but whatever.
No, the third game is always just a blur.
But you're in a food coma at that point anyway.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
I can watch football another day. I want the food.
So if it was no football and it was just you eating turkey, watching the Macy's parade, you'd be good with that?
It's a dog show.
There is a dog show.
Well, you might have swayed me.
Bunch of clone dogs. True. Yeah, I can make
all
it work.
Dogs.
I can make that work. Whereas now Thanksgiving is just football and no food. Still a good day. Don't get me wrong.
But like hypothetically, there was like
a Sunday.
Yeah. Hypothetically, there was like a football strike. And it like happened now, and then all of a sudden, like Thanksgiving rolls around.
Yeah, it would be
people would have a meltdown.
Yeah, my Thanksgiving would be slightly worse, but it would still be enjoyable. Yeah. Whereas without food,
yeah, you'd be hungry.
What even is it?
I mean, just a day, I guess. But yeah, like jam packed with football. You have three games.
True.
You got to see what Dallas is doing.
Well spaced out games.
What's going on? Like an odd gap
in the middle.
Yeah,
okay. Saturday in December. You get three games to watch.
You might get a good halftime show, like when Creed was in. Was it just Scott Stapp that the.
It's in Dallas?
In Dallas.
I think it was Creed.
Yeah, he crushed it.
Well, that's a good question.
Just him?
Can you use the clone of yourself for parts?
Well, actually, have you ever seen the movie The Island? The answer would be yes.
That's a good question. I don't know what parts specifically we're asking about, but good question.
You know.
Just don't mail them. You'll be fine.
Yeah, don't throw them in the mail. That's true.
All right, Would You Rather Wednesday, every Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. You can play along if you'd like at home.
Yeah.
617.
The at-home version of Would You Rather Wednesday.
Yeah, we should market that. 617-779-7937. We got all your phone calls, and we have the hashtag Dork Minute next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.